Deep wireless.
Deep wireless.
It has a sort of sexy, you know, throbbing.
Deep wireless.
I mean, we're not talking about surface wireless. We're not talking about sort of skinny wireless. No, it's
deep wireless.
You are tuned into Radio Theater on WGXC. Tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra to Radio Theater and to Saturday Morning Serial, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on WGXC. In just a minute, we're going to hear some clips from 1966 from KPFK in Los Angeles, 90.7 FM there. Paul V. Dallas decided to turn to the 24-hour fundraising marathon technique to raise money for the station's operating expenses. He designated Peter Bergman and Paul Robbins and their program Radio Free Oz to be the centerpiece of this marathon programming effort. This is a 5-minute clip from September 13th, 1966, of a young pre-Firesign Theater Peter Bergman and Paul Robbins as they hosted phone calls in their own unique way during KPFK's first marathon fund drive. The second clip is General Manager Paul Davis talking to the audience about the Radio Free Oz program after the first 8 weeks on the air. KPFK was hit with a barrage of letters in support and against this freeform radio experiment hosted by Peter Bergman and Paul Robbins on Radio Theater today. But first, before that, the first sound ever recorded.
Taking the bar exam earlier in the summer, and you guys kept me up all night. You blew a few hours of studying for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a good deal, though.
Oh, I learned about a law today. I've forgotten it right now in the midst of all the running and the rolling, but it will come up.
Don't let it spoil you.
I won't let it spoil me, because it was a baddie. Yeah. It's one they've passed lately, and it was a baddie.
Where was it?
Oh, I'll think of it, and I'll put it over the air, but if I grind out it now, it'll take too long.
I want to, you know, one thing, you know, you guys played, or I don't remember, a few weeks ago, you know, that deal from the pawnbroker.
Yeah.
It really had a lot to do with your show, and, you know, I think it has a lot to do with giving and stuff like that, and maybe you guys could play it again.
Oh, beautiful. I have to borrow the record back from a friend who gets very uptight about lending records, but he has a tape recorder. Maybe I can go over there and dub it.
Yeah, I really wish you would.
Hey, did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah, I saw the movie. It was a wild movie, but that scene, you know, coming out of context was wild.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that night I tried to get you guys. The line was busy after that, but it was that scene. And then I forgot what record you played after that, but it came right in.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Listen, we got the lines all blocked up, so we're going to move on.
Keep plugging.
Sure, baby.
Okay,
so long. Thank you.
I've got a bit of the subscriptus on gene pattern in my blood still, but I'll wash it out, man. Just keep the cup.
Oh, listen,
I'm
going to
get thirsty around 1:30.
We can certainly reach for ecstasy and enjoyment without reaching...
We have quite an audience out there tonight. It feels it's turned into the Howdy Doody show. That's what it is, man. And I'm Buffalo Bill, but I love it. He's one of my early characters. He's the first character I ever saw on one of those 8-inch Dumont screens with that great expander to make it look like 12, except it gets all sort of like, you know, penumbra around the outside.
Yeah.
That was my first color TV set, because mine was so bad I had this rainbow that kept going through Buffalo Bill's face, you know? See, it weren't no hullabaloo. That's
anyway,
not that farmer.
Can...
There was a farmer in something like North Dakota who was contacted by a spaceship, and the UPI came to him afterwards, or was it the Air Force? And they said, well, what you saw was a planet Venus. He said, I ain't no kook, and it weren't no hullabaloo. Yeah. True, Bad. We're at no hullabaloo-tion, but this show is a hullabaloo-tion. Every other word is pre-recorded.
Anyway, what I'm suggesting is that what we can do is get some excitement the way we used to in the good old days, and that is by existing
See?
Creatively.
Free calls and everybody calls.
Sure. Why not? Now they can really talk. Groovy. Yeah.
Right.
So
for
we don't
free.
Have to work up
right.
any synthetics.
No, not at all. We got Fine. The synthetics on the phone. Talk
Remember
to us.
That the one synthetic about this subscription drive, which is not a synthetic but a fundamental reality, is that we need 600 subscriptions, and we got to get them by Thursday, 3 a.m. That's the target we're shooting for. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. I'm sorry. I forgot to give the line numbers. Line 3 is who we're talking to now, and line 5 is coming up, and line 1 is after that.
All right.
And line 2 is still in the processes of manifesting itself.
I'm sorry we did that thing.
Where do you get those records?
Which ones? You're talking about the Hardyman Singers?
Any of them.
Oh, the Hardyman Singers was brought to us by Elliot Mintz, who is the star of Looking In, which is a show that is done entirely, in frequencies too high for the human ear to pick up. And that's why he gave us the record so that some of the Oz listeners could pick up on it.
Oh, that's too much.
Yeah. Are you scrambling the line or are you laughing?
Really?
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, good to see
So we
you.
Gave you some music that you dug.
Well,
good. You're giving us some laughter, which is rather enjoyable.
Right. I got my throat up against the microphone. It's a great help.
Would you like to share with us some thoughts on giving?
Let's see now. I had all these. I had a letter written here, but I won't go into that.
It's to your aunt, but you can tell us something else. It's all right.
Yes. No, I would like to ask something if I'm not out of line. I'd like to know what your ages are.
All right. This is Paul Robbins, and I'm 29.
And this is Peter Bergman. I want to keep it a secret because I feel very much in the Wizard of Oz bag, and I want to keep the green and purple smokescreen up.
I see. Well, I didn't. I would just.
Yeah, it's a perfectly good question, and I gave you a perfectly good answer.
Thank you.
Sure.
Now I'll tell you why. I really enjoy listening to you fellows. I'm. Matter of fact, it was quite a delightful surprise one night. I'm alone quite a bit, and I turned you on quite by accident. And turn myself on there at the same time.
I'll give you a hint. I've been 17. Yes.
I see.
Yes.
No,
so you fell to listening to us.
Pardon?
So you fell to listening to us.
And your radio is still on the floor.
Yes, I have.
Good. Fine.
I had no business being up this late, but it's very, very nice. It's as though you fellows are right here sitting in the room having a little...
Surprise, we are. This is a pre-recorded show, and we've been watching you all the time, and we've got a camera. Ha-ha!
Crazy!
Sure. Radio-free voyeurism. Why not?
I see.
Yeah.
I'm going to recommend you to all my friends.
Just let us watch. We don't want to talk.
Yeah, recommend that they also subscribe.
Right.
Right?
I will.
We'll watch anything they subscribe to. Anything at all.
It cannot have escaped the attention of most listeners to Radio Free Oz. That on this program, almost anything is quite likely to happen. And this broad scope of possibilities cannot exclude, certainly should not exclude, the appearance of the manager of KPFK. Hence, you should not be emotionally upset to find that I am Paul Dallas and that I have a few things to say about Radio Free Oz. As with any new venture, opinions of wide difference have been received by the station regarding the value or KPFK-ness of the program. Ordinarily, those who are pro-Oz send their letters in addressed to the program. And those who believe it to be an enormous waste of time write to the station. So let me answer for the station. I believe that Radio Free Oz is a valuable and educational communicational medium. It speaks of a world which fits itself into the little spaces which link our workaday lives. These spaces may not be immediately apparent to a lot of us, but without them, we would all be midgets. Unless, of course, it turns out that we are indeed midgets and the spaces of the giants. However that may be, we decided that we would take time not ordinarily devoted to broadcasting to give you a chance to listen to and speak from that world. The bright fjord del mundo, which is Oz. It was an expensive way to experiment because every additional hour on the air costs money. It is also true that by KPFK standards, Oz is an expensive vehicle. Telephone lines, special productions, recording facilities, and all that goes into the program adds up to a great deal more then would be involved in a musical program which relies on a few records being played. But this was a way to bring the tongues and ears of Radio Free Oz into being without infringing on our regular broadcast day. Now for 8 weeks, it has been exhaling and inhaling. It appears to be alive, but has it really captured that little spark of energy within the membrane which results in the pains and beauties of real life? Well, Peter and Paul are the spark, and I suppose you are the membrane. So is Radio Free Oz alive? This week, you are being called upon to respond to that question. Are we fulfilling a purpose? You may feel that shouting an answer is coarse and unfitting to the moment. Very well then, whisper it. But upon your answer, rest your heart.
This would have been the 100th anniversary of John Cage's birth, 1912 to 2012. In honor of Cage's birth, there might be long stretches of silence on WGXC.
The sound experience, which I prefer to all others, is the experience of silence.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This has been Silence by John Cage in honor of the 100th anniversary birthday.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
That was Dimaxion with Chase Scene Transistor Radio from their record Dimaxion Times 4. Before that, we heard some of the kids in the radio program at the Catskill Community Center with their Flying Saucer Mart ad. Now we're going to listen to local poet John Ashbery with Rivers and Mountains from a reading at the Living Theater September 16th, 1963 on WGXC.
I'll read first some recent poems and then poems from two books, Some Trees and a Tennis Court Oath. Hey, wait a minute. The first one is called Rivers and Mountains. On a secret map the assassins cloistered, the Moon River was marked near the 18 peaks and the city of humiliation and defeat. One ending of the trail, among dry papery leaves, great brown quills like thoughts, in the melodious but vast mass of today's writing through fields and swamps, marked on the map with little bunches of weeds. Certainly squirrels lived in the woods, but devastation and dull sleep still hung over the land. Quelled, the rioters turned out of sleep in the peace of prisons, singing on marble factory walls, deaf consolation of minor tunes that packed the air with invisible heavy rods, pent in some sand valley from which only quiet walking ever instructs. The bird flew over and sat. There was nothing else to do. Do not mistake its silence for pride or strength, or the waterfall for a harbor full of light boats that is there, performing for thousands of people in clothes, some with places to go or games. Sometimes over the pillar, whose square stones, its impact makes a light print. So going around cities to get to other places, you found it all on paper, but the land was made of paper, processed to look like ferns, mud, or other, whose sea unrolled its magic distances and then rolled them up. Its secret was only a pocket, after all, but some corners are darker than these moonlit nights spent as on a raft in the seclusion of a melody heard as though through trees, and you can never ignite their touch long, but there were homes flung far out near the asperities of a sharp rocky pinnacle and other collective places, shadows of vineyards whose wine tasted of the forest floor, fisheries and oyster beds, tides under the pole, seminaries of instruction, public places for electric light, and the major tax assessment area, wrinkled on the plan of election to public office, 62 years old, bath and breakfast, the formal traffic, shadows to make it not worth joining, after the ox had pulled away the cart. Your plan was to separate the enemy into two groups, with the razor-edged mountains between. It worked well on paper, but their camp had grown to be the mountains and the map, carefully peeled away and not torn, was the light, a tender but tough bark on everything. Fortunately, the war was solved in another way, by isolating the two sections of the enemy's navy, so that the mainland warded away the big floating ships. Light bounced off the ends of the small gray waves, to tell them in the observatory about the great drama that was being won, to turn off the machinery and quietly move among the rustic landscape, scooping snow off the mountains, rinsing the coarser ones that love had slowly risen in the night to overflow, wetting pillow and petal, determined to place the letter on the unassassinated president's desk so that a stamp could reproduce all this in detail down to the last autumn leaf, and the affliction of June ride slowly out into the sun-blackened landscape.
That was Columbia County-based poet John Ashbery with Rivers and Mountains from a 1963 reading, available at ubu.web. Next up, Venus Flytrap explains the atom, some real transmission art from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I can give you the basics of the atom in 2 minutes. You'll understand it perfectly and remember it for months.
2 minutes? You're crazy, you know that?
If I can teach you about the atom in 2 minutes, will you go back to school and finish out the year? How about it, huh? Come on, you're a betting man. How about it, Arnold?
Yeah, okay, sure, you got it.
I got your word?
Yeah, you got my word, in 2 minutes.
We got a deal.
Yeah, we got a deal.
All right, sit down.
Okay.
There are three gangs on the street, right?
Yeah, three gangs.
And this right here is the territory. Now, here is a neighborhood. Got that?
Yeah.
And right in the middle of this neighborhood is a gang called the New Boys.
Yeah, the New Boys. Good name.
Okay. Out here on the outside of the neighborhood, on the edge of the neighborhood, is another gang. You know, these are real negative dudes, really negative, right?
Right.
Now, they call themselves the Elected Ones.
All right, the Elected
Ones. You got that? Really negative. They don't like nothing, see?
Right.
Now, they all the time out here circling around the neighborhood, just circling, you know, checking out the new boys. Now, the new boys see this, and they get, you know, they figure there's something wrong here, so they make a deal with another gang, a gang of very happy-go-lucky guys. They call themselves the Pros. The Pros. Now, the Pros are very positive cats. You see, they got all the good-looking women, right?
Yeah.
Right. See, now, the Pros and the elected ones, the interesting thing, they hate each other. So much so that they keep the same number of members in the gang, just in case you did.
Right.
So if I got 10 elected ones, how many Pros do I have?
10.
All right. Now, how many gangs do I have?
3.
Name them.
The new boys, the elected ones, and the Pros.
All right. Who's here?
The elected ones.
All right. Now, what are they, negative?
Yeah, negative.
All right. Now, who's positive?
The Pros, and you're running out of time.
All right. Now, you see right here, the Pros and the new boys, they call their hangout the nucleus. Yeah. Now, see, that's a real tough word. It's Latin. But I kind of think it's Swahili, and it means center.
Yeah? What is it?
It's nucleus. Say it.
Nucleus. Is that really African?
Say it.
Nucleus.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Give you another Swahili word. It's Tron. It means dude.
Yeah, Tron, dude.
All these gangs like that name so well that they all decide to use it. For instance, the Pros right here in the middle start calling themselves the Protons. And the new boys, well, they start calling themselves the Neutrons. And out here on the edge here, the elected ones, they start calling themselves the Elect...
The Electrons, the Protons, and the Neutrons.
Yeah, and all this right here, this is the neighborhood. This is block after block of nothing. You understand block after block of nothing, don't you?
Yeah, I know all about that. And your time is up, Professor DJ.
Good. I was finished anyway. Now you're going back to school, man.
School? Man, all I know about is a bunch of damn gangs that live in a round neighborhood.
Arnold, that's the atom. That's it, man. That's it. What's this right here?
Huh? Protons and neutrons.
All right, and they call this the what?
Nucleus.
All right. What are these guys up here?
Electrons.
Are they negative or positive?
Negative.
And how do they move?
Round and round.
And if I got two of them, how many protons do I have?
Two.
Now, protons negative or positive?
Positive.
All right. And what's all this right here?
Oh, that's the neighborhood.
Which is?
Nothing.
You got it, man. You get an A. Thank you.